Yo, what's good? Welcome back to my podcast, Rose Knows. Because you know that I know stuff. Like, who doesn't? Well, I don't know a lot of things. It's just, I know a lot about the stuff that I know a lot about. Yeah, you get me. You feel me. Okay. So, I don't really have a specific topic for today. I was thinking about doing one on, like, 80s and 90s boys or, like, certain, like, celebrity crushes I've had over the years. And I was like, yeah, those are some good ideas. But then I was like, hey, I want to talk about Parks and Rec. And I was like, why don't I just combine them into one? Because I do that with every episode anyways. So, like, what's the point? I should really get better quality headphones because I feel like if I did listen to this in other headphones, I feel like it wouldn't scratch as much. But I'm honest, I don't know. Okay, so my first topic will be about Parks and Rec. No way, no it won't, because I have it on my socks. And I won't be able to forget about it, because I have it on my socks. Nah, I'll talk about it anyways. Okay. So, I watched it back in, like, summer 2020. And I started it off, and I was like, TV shows that Rob Lowe is in, because you know me. And I just, like, was watching it, and I was like, hey, this is actually pretty good. Because back then, I watched it on Netflix. And I honestly should have watched it again before they took it off of Netflix, because now I have no way to watch it. Bruh. Although I wasn't a big fan of that last episode. Like, they have kids, and their kids just, like each other. Like, that's kind of, like, weird. I don't remember much about it, but I do remember a whole bunch of the jokes. And Mona Lisa, and, John Ralphio. Yeah. Bro, every time they said his name, I was like, I don't know, bro, that sounds a little bit too much like Ralph Macchio. Macchio? Macchio. I still don't know how to fucking say it. And so I started off, and I'm like, yeah, this is kind of boring, but, like, once it gets to the part with Rob Lowe, it won't be boring. Which I wasn't wrong, because that made the TV show watching more fun. But as the episodes went on, I was like, oh yeah, cool. And I recently got these Parks and Rec socks at Walmart, and I was like, I need socks. And mom's like, cool, because it's cold. And I'm like, yeah, that's what socks are for. And she's like, no, socks are for keeping your feet, your sweaty feet, out your shoes. And I'm like, okay, your point. And she's like, I don't know, just pick socks. So I had the choice between, like, I don't know, Mario socks, which I already had gotten, anime, which I don't watch because it's overrated. Just gonna say it, just gonna put it out there. Anime is overrated. And, you know, that's like a Japanese person saying to an American that cartoons are overrated. Weird. Anyways, and I don't remember the other choices besides Parks and Rec, and I was like, oh, I've watched Parks and Rec. I've watched the whole entire series. Why haven't I gotten these before? And I was hoping to have, like, socks with, like, I don't know, like, literally on it. But it ended up having the Treat Yourself and Johnny Karate and, I lost all of the socks, so I don't really remember anything on it. Those are the only two I remember, besides this one that I have in front of me right now, which I only have one. Oh yeah, it's Woman of the Year. Huh, funny. I remember that one. But I don't remember a whole bunch of the references because it was, like, so long ago. Like, oh my god. That was back when I was obsessed with Pete Davidson, John Mulaney, 80s boys, and I don't know, whatever else I was obsessed with. And I still am, which means I haven't evolved much. But I slowly, like, started to drift away from the obsession back in, like, August or something. So I was like, I'm fine without this. And then one day, like, I don't know, I was just thinking about it, and I was like, the Outsiders. And then I was like, well, sheesh. And then I just, like, started going back to my obsession, so, yeah. And, like, a couple of, like, a week before that, I was like, oh, yeah, John Mulaney does comedy. And luckily, they haven't taken his comedy specials off of Netflix. Which, I'm personally not a big fan of John Mulaney and the Sack Lunch Bunch. It's kind of just, like, a fever dream. And it's just weird. My favorite, like, skit of his is the What's New Pussycat. Because that is, like, the best. I want to go to a Waffle House and just buy, like, 27 plays of What's New Pussycat. Just so the workers can just, like, lose their minds, bruh. Because I haven't played a song on one of those jukeboxes in, like, years. I think the last time I did was when I was, like, 9. Because when I was 9, I was, like, too afraid to go up to it still, but I was just, like, I shamefully walked over there because I had to walk over there alone. And I just played, like, some Rihanna song. I don't know. Some kids bop. I don't know what music I was into. Bruno Mars? I didn't have a music taste back then. I was 9. Anyways. And before that, my mom would go up with me, and she'd be like, all right, what do you want to play? And I'd be like, Umbrella. And she'd be like, okay. But they also have, they had one of those at my Pizza Hut, because it was before they remodeled it, because they're putting a new, building. Oh my god, I just went so off, like, track. What? What was I even talking about to get to the point? Heck, if I know. Anyways, back to Parks and Rec. I'm never gonna tell you that story. Because it's not really, like, anything, but still. Okay. I'm trying to think of that goat's name. Is it a goat? Is it a goat? Is it a goat? I don't know. Because all I'm thinking of is a little Chauncey from Star vs. the Forces of Evil. I don't know why. It's just weird. And, like, I don't know. I felt like I saw, what was her name? Leslie? That's not her name. That is not her name. Leanne? Linda? Woman, businesswoman, main businesswoman, Luann, Lana, Lindsay. Oh my god, what is her name? I can think of, like, every other person in the show besides her. Anyways, I thought she was better off with that cop dude instead of the, because I'm depressed, I'm gonna make stop motion animations. And I'm a nerd, bro, guy, because, like, he was just really annoying to me. I don't know. Like, it could have been that he was Roblo's partner, and it just made him suck next to him, but I don't know. And it's like, I can't remember that Indian guy's name, but I can remember the actor. Leslie. No. I can't think. Oh, it is Leslie! Oh my god, I'm fucking stupid. As soon as I thought of her last name, I was like, oh, it's Leslie. Nope, I'm fucking stupid. Anyways, so I can't think of the guy's, the who he plays name, but I can think of Aziz Ansari, or however you fucking pronounce it. And like, but I can think of Mona Lisa's name, but I can't think of her actress. Jessie Slate? No. No. Maybe? I don't know. She plays the vagina in Missy in Big Mouth. Well, recently Missy's voice actor was changed up, but it was in like the last episode that it was changed up, and I was just like, huh? Why the fuck did they change it in the last episode? Is it because they wanted her to say the N-word? Because, like, I was so confused on why Missy couldn't say it, but then I realized she was voice. And I'm voiced by a white actress who's 20 years old! And yeah, like, you mention anything about Big Mouth, bro, I can tell you everything about that show. Like, sometimes I'll just be thinking about random things, or somebody will say something, and I'll be like, one time on Big Mouth. Like, for real. And, like, I've rewatched that show so many times. Seasons 1 through 4. Wait, season 3. Season 4? Has season 4 came out yet? Okay, season 1 was Jesse's period. Season 2 was something. Season 3. Yeah, there's 4 seasons, isn't there? I think there's 4. But I got introduced to Big Mouth because one time I just started watching it on my brother's Netflix account on my Wii. Yeah, my brother's Netflix account on my Wii. And then, so, like, they got rid of Netflix on the Wii, so I didn't have any new way to watch Big Mouth until I went over to my aunt's house, and I was too busy trying to get the chlorine out of my eyes. Well, not the chlorine. I was too busy trying to get the salt. Like, actual salt. She puts actual salt in her pool instead of chlorine. I don't know, I guess it's just something about being a natural and the green person, but I was too busy trying to get the salt out of my eyes. My eyes were stinging, bro. And then I was watching Big Mouth on her Netflix account, and then my sister comes downstairs and is like, "Why are you watching Big Mouth?" And then my mom's like, "Shut the fuck up, Daisy. She can watch Big Mouth if she wants to." And I'm like, "Thanks, Mom." And she's like, "No problem." It didn't happen that way, but you get what I mean. I love exaggerating things. It's just the best thing ever. Just like somebody will be like, "Oh, so what'd you do today?" And like in reality, you cooked a pizza and it was a little like a little burnt. And then you just like tell the person, you're like, "Oh man, I cooked a pizza, but I accidentally burned the house down." Man. I feel like that could be its own TV show. Like, just, oh, wait. What would the main character's name be? I can't think of one. What about Mina? Mina? Mina. Where did I get that from? Mina. Mina. Mina? Mina. Where did I get that from? Oh my god, I recently, and by recently, I mean like 2 months ago, I recently watched Julie and the Phantoms. It was the best thing ever. The guys were hot, but there were no ex-readers of that blonde guy because he's gay. there was only X readers of the main guy because nobody liked the other guy enough, even though he wanted to start his own country band. Okay, I gotta get on track here. Alright, so what else was I gonna talk about? Oh yeah, my different celebrity crushes over the years. Okay. So, the first ones that I can mainly think of is Finn Wolfhard and Noah Schnapp. Because, bro, I was so obsessed with Finn Wolfhard and Noah Schnapp in, like, summer of 2019, at the peak of Stranger Things, because that was when season 3 came out. Like, I got a whole book of Stranger Things posters, and I have some of them up around my walls. There's one with all of them, there's one with Caleb, I think that's his name, there's one with Noah, and there's one with Finn. But I turned him into an e-girl, so it's e-girl Finn Wolfhard. Huh, I can't even think of the names that they are in the show. Oh, that one's Will, and that one's, Mike. Wait, is it? I don't know. Okay, the next ones I can think of are... Every time I move this mic around, it makes, like, a weird ruckus. And it's so weird. Like, for real. Oh my god, I've recently been coloring in this official Five Nights at Freddy's coloring book, but you can tell that it isn't really that official because there's a whole bunch of repeats of every one of the characters, and on one page it'll look so professional, but on the next page it'll just be a bunch of rows of teeth, and you're like, huh, what is this? Because I felt that. Like, I had such high hopes for the book, because the first few pages, I was like, I'm flipping through the book. Because the first few pages, there's, like, Nightmare Fredbear, there's Bonnie, there's Chica, and Freddy, and that weird security puppet. But then, you get to the next page, and it looks like... So there's three Freddles, and the Freddle on the top is pointing at Nightmare Bonnie, and Nightmare Bonnie is looking at you like he did something, like he just committed arson. And then there's one where it's two combined, and it's like one's Nightmare Mangle and one's Nightmare Foxy. But then you get to the next pages, and it's the same again, like it's professional. You got Withered Bonnie, you got Balloon Boy, you got Glamrock Freddy, and you got a not-so-hot-looking baby. And you got Funtime Chica, and... what's his name? The Gator guy? Montgomery Gator. And then you got Lulbit, my personal favorite character. You got Ballora. Yeah, a whole bunch of... And then you get to this page, and it's just, like, five puppets on one page. And then there's one of Withered Freddy, but in the corners, there's four Withered Freddy heads. And then there's one where it combines Withered Foxy and Twisted Foxy. Like, who would want to combine that? But then there's one with nine Withered Golden Freddy heads. And then there's one with three full body... Phantom Foxies, but then there's one with three Phantom Foxy heads. Like, you get my point, right? Yeah. And I've been coloring it for, like, the past, I don't know, week or two, and sometimes I forget that there's a better character on the next page, and I'm like, oh no! But if I do get lucky, the character is actually, like, on another page, because there's a whole bunch of repeats. But there's only one page of Lulbit, and I was, like, coloring Montgomery Gator, and I was like, oh, shoot, who's on the next page? I was, like, almost too far into coloring him, And then I flip the page and it's a little bit, and I'm coloring with markers, and I'm like, oh shit. So then I'm like, it bled through. But anyways, I also have posters of Five Nights at Freddy's on my wall. I have one of Mr. Hippo, Orville Elephant, and Rockstar Bonnie. Rockstar Bonnie is personally one of my favorite characters because of his voice and the way that he looks. He looks kind of creepy, and you know, his voice is, he's like, I found my guitar. I would be surprised if anybody did listen to my podcast. Anyways. Oh, and I also got this, Glam Rock Chica plushie from Walmart when I got the coloring book, but you don't need to know about that. Okay, what are my other celebrity crushes? Ooh. Who's that guy who plays JD in Heathers? The one in the 80s. Because, bro, you can just watch Heathers for free, and it's sick. And I watch it whenever I'm just bored and I ran out of movies, which I never do. Oh my god, I was trying to watch Secret Admirer today, and because I was like scrolling through my For You page, because my whole entire TikTok account, well, I have two, but this entire TikTok account is dedicated to The Outsiders. And I'm scrolling through my For You page, and it's all Outsiders TikTok. And it's like movies that Thomas Howell has been in. And I'm like, oh, cool. And it's like Secret Admirer. And I'm like, oh, cool. I'm gonna go watch that. So I go. Good Lord. So I go on my, oh my God. I just looked at a horse sticker that I had on my mirror. And I was like, pfft, horse man. Anyways, so I looked it up on my private browser, my VPN or whatever. I downloaded this app called DuckDuckGo to watch like movies for free. You know, that's how I watched Flipped. Oh my god, I could watch like any movie. You know, I tried to watch Euphoria on there, but it was just too boring. That's why I didn't get HBO. Anyways, so I'm like 4 minutes into watching Secret Admirer, and then it just stops, and I'm like, what? And then it moves on to like 80s actors then and now part one, and it's like a YouTube video, and I'm like, what is this? And then I go back and I'm like, it's only a 4 minute clip. You know, I don't know if I was watching the movie from the beginning or not, because it started off with that girl who's like on the phone, like getting ready for her date, and she's like, oh my god, you gotta have the birthday party at your house because I'm like in love with him. And then she's like, I don't know. And then the girl's like, come on, come on. It's your house. And she's like, okay. And then she walks out the house and she has like the worst hairdo you could have. And it's just, but it kind of looks like a messy bun nowadays. But anyways, I related to her a lot in the 4 minutes of the movie that I watched though. Like, if I got a stain on my new pants from spaghetti, I would go, fuck, shit, oh my god, because felt that. Like, I don't know, bro. I care a lot about fashion too. And every time I walk out the house, I either look homeless or I look like I tried. And whenever I look like I tried, everybody's like, whoa, nice fit. And I'm like, cool, thanks. Anyways, where was I going with this? Where was I? I started talking about Secret Admirer, and then I forgot what I was talking about. Ah, sheesh. I don't know why I've picked up that habit. Instead of shit, I say, ah, sheesh. I've watched too many TikToks where it's like, sheesh. But it's a good habit. because, like, you don't want to go up to somebody and go, ah, shit. You want to go, ah, sheesh. Because, like, you know. Oh, my God. You want to know what I just figured out today? River Phoenix, like, died. I thought he was, like, an old man. You know, I didn't really pay much attention to, like, any 80s or 90s guys besides Leonardo DiCaprio and the Outsiders guys. So, anyways, what was I gonna talk about? Oh my God, Clueless was a good-ass movie. I like how I've just, like, completely gone off topic. Like, I'm not even talking about that anymore. Like, you're not gonna get any more of that out of me. Anyways. So, Clueless is, like, the best fucking movie ever. Like, get off! As if! I actually have a Clueless shirt. I got it at Five and Below. Even though I don't have one in my town, I go to this town, and it's called, well, I can't really tell you, because, like, they don't track down my information, but it's a big town, it's got a mall, we don't, because we're a small town. Oop. Anyways, so I get the coolest shirt, and I'm like, eh, this one is kind of tight, oh, well, I got a large, but it's just a really, like, crop toppy shirt, and it's meant to be small, you know? For all those girls who just want, like, that baby clothes feeling. Like, I don't get that. A lot of girls nowadays are just wearing their old clothes from elementary school. Because they can still fit into them. And they're, like, all the way in fucking college. And I'm like, Miss Girl, you are anorexic. Even though she doesn't look anorexic, like, she thinning. Like, guys could never do that. Like, you'd show them, like, a shirt from their, like, elementary school days, and they'd be like, aw, cool, I want to see if I can put this on. And they can't even get it past their fucking arms, bruh. Or their chest, even though they don't have beautiful breasts. I don't know. Anyways, what was I talking about? I don't know why I didn't talk about Clueless in that one where I was like, what 90s movies have I watched? Because I watched Clueless, I watched it on Netflix, and I didn't talk about Heathers either! Oh my God! Heathers is really good, too. It's just a really good movie, and I've watched it like 3 times. I don't know why I decided to watch it in the first place, but boy oh boy, JD is hot. Just gonna put that out there. Anyways, my mom has had this Sandlot shirt for, like, years now. And I'm like, eh? And she's like, you should watch the movie! And I'm like, eh? And she's like, you should watch the movie because there's hot guys. And I'm like, hot guys, you say? Maybe I'll give it a try. And I haven't searched for it yet, but, like, I don't know. It's just, I have better movies to attend to. Like, how the fuck am I gonna watch Secret Admirer? Like, seriously. I clicked all of the links that there were. Nobody has pirated the movie on a website. I don't even care if I have to look at some girl's titties the whole time for one of the ads. Just give me the whole movie. Ugh. And why does he show up in that first scene with a curly mullet? It's such an ugly haircut. It's a curly mullet. Ew. What was my main objective here? honestly have no idea. Oh, so today I made two TikToks about on my Outsiders TikTok account, and one of them was me watching the sunrise, not the sunset, because I honestly do not wake up early enough for the sunset. And I know you're sitting there saying, don't you mean sunrise? No, I mean sunset. I wake up at 8 p.m. sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's so weird. Anyways, so I was watching the sunrise and I was like, you know what? I don't get up early enough to see the sunset, but at least I get to see the sunrise. Because the sunrise is really pretty, it's just, it's really cold outside. And it didn't help that I was in a t-shirt and shorts, but the shorts were like these Mario shorts that I got from Walmart, but it was Mario Kart shorts, and I don't know where I put the Mario Kart t-shirt. It's probably in my drawer, deep down in my drawer, and I just haven't dug it out yet. Anyways. Oh yeah, and the other one was like, there's this one TikTok trend where it's like the mom and the dad, and then the TikTok sound where it's like, I already forgot it. It played so much when I was trying to edit the thing, though, I thought it would be stuck in my head. So basically, it was like, my mom, oh my god, we're gonna have a girl, and then my dad's like, huh? And then my mom's like, huh? But? And then my dad's like, huh? And then my mom's like, oh well, but I know that, I hope that she isn't gonna have an obsession with the Outsiders when she's older. And then it's just, it pans to me, and it's like, me just over here vibing with my obsession that I've had for like 5 months. Because, felt that. And, I don't know why, but my voice changes, like, every single minute. And it's like, sometimes it sounds like I am a very important businessman. Sometimes it sounds like I'm Kim K trying to find her diamond earring. Sometimes it sounds like, I don't know, really raspy. Sometimes it's really high. Like, I did this one voice earlier that I did not know I could do. And it was like, oh my god. Hold on. Oh my god. I honestly didn't even know that I could do this voice until I, like, tried it on a call with somebody. Yeah. It sounds really, like, you know, typical white girl kind of. Yeah. And I can also do indie, but I don't know. Nobody has done indie in a long while. Like, back when everybody was like, I don't know my name. Like, I didn't know how to do that, but then I finally learned how to do it. And then, like, everybody was like, nah, we're just gonna not ever do that voice again. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? Anyways, I think I basically ran out of topics to talk about. So that will do it for this episode of Rose Knows, because you know I know things, but mostly I know things about the Outsiders. That's what this podcast has came to. Anyways, hope you tune in next episode, even though I know I have no listeners. Bye!